through this. This is paper G we're on now. Paper G, please.
The sentence that sits along the left here before me. See this? This is the fourth and final update of the strategic registration of the committee for this financial year. Risks will also form part of the QPMR, the performance management report for quarter three, which will be presented to Cabinet on the 4th of March. And for your information, the register is also reviewed by the Council's corporate management team on a monthly basis, it has been now for the last 4 months. And it is the CMT that actually agreed any changes to risk scores that you see in the report in comparison to previous reports. So taking for the main changes to this report, which is shown in paragraph 4 on page G1. The safeguarding children risk has been lowered in the light of the successful Ofsted inspection, which you will all be aware of. The risk regarding quality of professional practice for adult social care has been reduced due to some of the successes of a robust recruitment process that has been put in there based on the Recruitment Retention Project Initiative. And also, the Council's income financial position remains positive, so that risk has been reduced further. With overall spending forecasted as well as over recovery of income targets, it's anticipated that the Q3 position, which will be reported in the Q3 quarterly performance report, will actually show the best position for this report. All of the other scores remain the same, and mitigating actions have been updated where appropriate by the responsible officers. The organisational intelligence team are currently testing a new purpose-built risk management database. Once live, it will be possible to give logins to all the committee members to view the strategic risk registers at any time they wish. So, quite happy to take any questions on the contents of the report.
Yes, Brian.
The first thing is you've got G13 and Appendix A. Finally, we've got scores over the past, and you can see the improvement in the original this assessment I saw. But I've got a question for you.
Sure.
On each of these, it's got mitigation. What do you mean by mitigation? Or my opinion is, these are the things you're going to do between this time and the next time, and how you're going to improve it.
Mitigation has a combination of things and processes that are in place and the things we mentioned as actually tasks that will have to be done in order to actually reduce the risk. So some mitigation is effectively something that is in place and some mitigation are things that are going to be done to reduce the risk.
Yes, so when this next risk assessment comes, will this mitigation be there and you will be able to say what you've actually achieved? And then go on, and then of course we have a second mitigation task following from that.
The mitigations in place, but tasks will be a further update, so that the list of mitigations any new ones that have been agreed by CMT, plus a progress update against all of them.
So how will this report look then? Because you've got mitigation, you've got that. So when the next one comes in, it's all been revised. How do I know, how will we demonstrate this to you?
We're a preference and quite happy to draft a report showing the history of mitigations and progress against each line. That would be more productive.
It's just that you've got these mitigations, and we just need to see if that happens. What's occurred, and then after that, what's going to happen the next time?
Okay, I'll take that away to action and drop the report with the progress written that way.
Okay.
Yeah, other than that, improving the score, so that's going to be good.
You'll take that on board, will you, Dave?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions, please? We have Reg.
Where is the leadership in the American Department?
Sorry, I don't hear the question. Give me a second.
Who is the leadership and learning partner?
Okay.
And that's in regard to educational schools, yes. As I understand it, colleagues from Children's Service, the LLP is a nominated person who works with each individual school, who goes back to school and helps with internal inspections to make sure the school is progressing and meets its performance management targets.
So it's just one person?
I believe it's a nomination person in each school. It isn't one person that covers every school.
Sorry, and it says here, use the LLP.
Sorry, which page are you on, Reg?
This is G5.
G5.
Right at the top. It says, use the LLP annual visit to evaluate the performance of disadvantaged groups and visit. Well, he or she only going to visit once a year. But I can't picture what it would be. For me.
I'd have to take that before I get a further clarification on that.
Told that they engage with them, particularly schools that need help, during the term, not just once a year.
Well, I think it says once a year.
Yes, it does. It does say annual visit, but you can have an annual visit, but you can also have visits in between, can't you?
So
I'm
an annual visit lasts all year, is it?
No, the annual visit is every year, and then you can have other visits in between. I think it's a bit like the old school inspector, where the county had an inspector who used to go around and visit schools and help them out. That's really what the system changed. But I haven't been involved with schools for many years now, so I shouldn't really speculate. Anybody else got any questions, please? Yes, Paul.
It's basically sort of like an observation that it does link into what Rachel was saying earlier on about the PFI. It's management of the PFI contract and issues relating to that. I know, you know, for the last year or so as a member, I think we've all had, or as members, we all always have members of the public saying to us, why has A, B and C not been done by the Iron and White Council, and we're told that there is insufficient resources in the contract management team of the PFI. Now, I see here that the current score is amber, which is reasonably good across staffing on the whole of the authority, and you know, I've heard reassuring comments made at Cabinet that this is all being dealt with. Is that still the case? And can we make sure that those things that have fallen by the wayside within PFI and how the PFI is being monitored, it will be back on speed with the new Director of Neighbourhoods? I'm going to be meeting him myself in the next couple of weeks, but I just have a concern about that aspect and that element of the work, which is quite important for the Isle of Wight Council because it is recognised by the public as being an area where we're quite deficient in at the moment. Thank you.
Right, okay, what I should be asked to do on that is to find out if that's actually in place. Sorry, I'm not sure of the question.
No, well, sorry, what I was saying is that we've got a new director in place, but there doesn't seem to be any evidence that things are coming up to speed. Now, there may be a good reason for that, and that reason may be the fact that he's finding his feet, but again, there has been years of slippage within how the PFI contract is being monitored, and do we have insurance that that is all going to be rectified in the next couple of months? Thank you.
I'll tell you where to get that clarified for the next update.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Any more questions? Okay, we'll then move to the recommendation, which is on page G12. which is the audit committee approves the strategic risks of the council as set out in paragraph 9. That's the recommendation John is proposing. Do we have a seconder, please, Chris? Can we all vote on that, please? All those in favour? Brian, are you happy with that?
Sorry, it's
okay, hands down, thank you. I've got 4 in favour and 1 don't know.
To prove this good news, the council, I was just going to say that we did say that this is slightly modified.
So, you can amend the recommendations of the committee for institutional council set out, but as requested, further information regarding completion of mitigations.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You've agreed to do that, haven't you, Dave? That can go in the minutes, not in the recommendation. So that recommendation is carried. Thank you.